Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A study released this week from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, found that what's called walking while black is more dangerous than a study discovered it was just a few years ago. Both studies asked, do drivers stop when black pedestrians are poised at crosswalks? UNLV found the average number of vehicles to pass a black pedestrian rather than stop was at least 7 times higher than those passing a white pedestrian in a more affluent neighborhood. Kimberly Kahn is an assistant professor of social psychology at Portland State University and one of the authors of the original study, which used just one crosswalk and has some new findings. Professor Kahn, first, did you literally have people cross the street?
We did. Actually, we set up an experiment where we brought 3 African-American males and 3 white males that we had matched on their age and their height and weight, and we had them wear the exact same outfits. We trained them to approach the same crosswalk in the exact same manner and indicate that they were trying to cross the street, and then we had coders in the field observe drivers' behaviors towards them. And so we had each individual approached the crosswalk multiple times, and we looked at simply how long it would take until a car finally yielded and allowed them to pass safely through the crosswalk.
And so just to be clear, these are young men all in their 20s wearing the identical khakis and long sleeve gray shirt. You can't read anything into their clothing. They were making eye contact with the drivers, but otherwise no expressions on their faces. And what happened? I mean, it sounds as if people did not stop largely for the black pedestrians.
That's exactly correct. And so what we did then is record the drivers' behaviors towards them. And we counted the number of cars that simply passed and didn't yield at the crosswalk for them. And we also timed how long it took until a car finally did yield and allowed them to cross. And so what we found is, on average, across all of these different trials, about twice as many cars passed our waiting African-American pedestrians. And on average, when you total up that waiting time, it was about 32% longer that African-Americans were waiting at the crosswalk until a car decided to yield.
Researchers in other areas have shown the same thing. Taxi drivers roll past black people. We've seen videotapes. But it sounds like you're saying that there are some drivers, if they had more time to think, wow, I of course I should stop. Did I just not stop because that person is African American? You know, that it's a split second decision, so it gets to reveal a bias to you.
That's exactly right. And we have 2 different types of biases. One is our more kind of explicit conscious bias. And this is what we think of more in line with kind of old fashioned racism, prejudice, or discrimination. But what we see in contemporary studies of bias is that they're often more subtle, and they can even be beneath our conscious awareness, which means that people might not even realize that they're ending up acting in a discriminatory manner. So when we think about a driving situation, they might be distracted, they have a high amount of cognitive load. And under these situations, this is where those implicit or subtle forms of biases are more likely to impact our behavior.
Well, and one of the more disturbing conclusions was when many cars passed a black pedestrian after the first one did.
Once the first car decides to not stop, it sort of sets up a norm that not stopping and not yielding is acceptable in that situation. And so it gives people license to sort of perpetuate and continue that behavior, which compounds the effects, particularly for our African-American pedestrians.
And it has some serious consequences, I'm imagining, because the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say blacks are twice as likely to die in pedestrian accidents than whites are. And that controls for things like alcohol use. So you might deduce from that that African-Americans are stepping into crosswalks thinking surely they'll stop, and they don't.
This is one of those disturbing statistics that really motivated this research in trying to understand why are we seeing that our racial minority pedestrians are more likely to die in these crossing fatalities. And one of our explanations or thoughts is that drivers are behaving differently towards them. And so we ran that first study and showed this weighting difference. And while a few second different weight at one crosswalk might not seem like a large inconvenience when you think about how many times you cross a crosswalk on your walk to work or going out to lunch, that this can build up over time. And so what it might lead to is potentially people stepping into the crosswalk earlier or really sort of putting themselves in more harm. And we actually just ran a follow-up study. We replicated this paradigm. And what we're actually showing here is that our drivers are actually stopping closer to our Black pedestrians as they are to our white pedestrians, which again can relate to this infringing on the pedestrian space and again might give us partial explanation for these disparities and fatalities that we're seeing at this national level.
That's Kimberly Kahn, Assistant Professor of Social Psychology at Portland State University. Professor Kahn, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.